This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Jeffco Sheriff's Office says the investigation into the shooting Wednesday at Evergreen High School is likely to take weeks. Police say they believe the 16-year-old suspect was radicalized before the shooting, but will not say more about what that means. The two students who were shot remain hospitalized. Today, one student who has not yet been identified was listed as being in serious condition. Meanwhile, Matthew Silverstone, the 18-year-old at St. Anthony's Hospital in Lakewood, remains in critical condition. Two health insurers who'd signaled they were ready to leave Colorado's individual market in several counties now say they plan to stay. The change comes after lawmakers passed a bill that provides $100 million to help reduce rising premium costs in the individual market. In August, Rocky Mountain HMO and Anthem's HMO Colorado filed notices with the state's insurance division saying they would pull plans from the individual market. That came after the Republican majority in the Congress declined to extend tax credits. Those help Coloradans afford plans on the individual market. A plan to reintroduce wolverines to Colorado is on track. State wildlife officials are working to bring the solitary animal back to the Colorado Alpine High Country starting in 2027. Katie Schneider is a program manager with Defender of Wildlife, which is working with the state. She says wolverines keep to themselves.
They are one of the lowest rates of human conflict, of livestock conflict. So we're really not expecting any of those types of issues with the reintroduction of wolverines.
The state legislature approved reintroducing the wolverine in 2024. This is CPR News.